Joining me right now is Coach Brian Hill, head coach for the Buffaloes. Coach, this is the 110th meeting between the Buffaloes and the Red Demons. And, of course, this is going to be the 75th meeting between the two for the Hatchet game. Coach, there's no motivation needed for this. And we've talked about this now for the last 2 years as you being the head coach, now here on your third season. But always the Buffaloes and the Red Demons, there's just always so much on the line. It actually was moved from week 7 to week 9 a few years back, and that really created a lot more scenarios for this. And again, this has implications as well, because tonight when you take a look at this situation, it has implications for the Western Athletic Conference, where we're going to finish there. We know that Hayes is already at the top, but also for the playoffs now. Talk about your team coming off of the loss last week down at Hutchinson, the number one team of the state, and how they responded on this week.
Well, it's a little easier to get over when your opponent is Dodge City. So, you know, the kids have, you know, put that behind us. It's not that time of year where you can, you know, sit around and feel sorry for yourself, because there's good opponents right in front of you, and you got to continue to take care of business. So, you know, we put it away pretty quickly and started looking forward to Dodge City, you know, right away.
You know, you mentioned something on the Buffalo Stampede show, though, that you always try to take something positive and always a learning process out of that. What was the key things that you took out of that game?
Well, I think it's, you know, you just can't make mistakes like that at this time of year. And, you know, we turned the ball over. We had special teams breakdowns. We had, you know, DBs that weren't reading their keys and giving up big plays behind them. Offensively, we just, you know, weren't sustaining blocks and, you know, catching the football at times. I mean, all those things combined, you know, you do that against a really good football team like Hutch, and, you know, you find out what the result is pretty quickly.
Well, let's turn our attention now with a record that we've got at 5-3, and of course with 1-1 in district play and 2-1 in Western Athletic Conference. And what we want to do is to finish 3-1 there and in that solid position of number 2 in the Western Athletic Conference, but more importantly, being able to move on to the playoffs. And you know that we're going to be number 2 in district number 8 and have to go on the road, but you certainly want to put yourself in that position. What's the game tonight mean to you and your players?
Well, it means that, you know, it's 365 days of, you know, pride and carrying the hatchet in our school, and it's pride for our entire student body that, you know, get a walk by that on a daily basis. You know, it, you know, here at the new school, it sits, you know, right outside the lunchroom, and so, you know, kids get to walk by it every single day, you know, to and from class, to and from lunch, and, you know, so to walk by there for another year, to see it empty would be, you know, pretty devastating. And so, you know, and for these seniors, you know, it'd be a great way for them to end their career, you know, in WAC play with a win against Dodge City, and be able to obtain the hatchet back for another 365 days would be pretty special.
Big Ben Blood mentioned on the Buffalo Stampede show last Monday night. He says you don't want to be the senior class that gives that up. Well, you won it last year in dramatic fashion, 18-15, double overtime victory. Taking it back after Dodge City had it for 3 years, but prior to that, Garden City had it for 13 straight years, and you're absolutely right. Garden City certainly wants to retain that, but let's focus on the task at hand here tonight and talk about the Red Demons. Here they lost in a shootout last Friday to Mays 54-51. We beat Mays 31-26. Let's talk about the guys that they've got. Kellen Newton, their quarterback, he's the trigger man for them. Throwing for nearly 2,100 yards on the year, 17 touchdowns, giving up 6 interceptions, but he's around 60% completion rate, and he's a guy you're going to have to stop with your defensive backfield.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as he goes, they go. And, you know, it's got to be something that we try to – you're not really going to stop him, because they're going to give him completions. You know, they throw a lot of balls short, run a lot of screens that, you know, they're going to get their completions. It's, you know, really with Dodge City, it's the yards after the catch that you're most concerned about. You'll let them catch those screens and those short passes, but the big thing is we got to rally to the football and tackle them and keep them from breaking free on big long runs after they make those catches.
Absolutely do, and they've got three receivers that really do a great job for them. Dakota Duckett, he's got 662 yards with 6 touchdowns on the year. Also, Jordan Doan, he has 436, and Taylor Murphy, a go-to guy for them, 438 yards. Each of those guys have 4 touchdowns. I believe Doan has 5 as well, so those are guys that you're really going to have to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they spread the ball around. You cannot focus on one receiver. They don't do that. And, you know, you got to be right there ready to go. And, you know, on top of it, you got to be ready for them to run the football. So, you know, it's something that, you know, I think that the more time they've been more successful, obviously, on offense this year, you know, scoring a lot of points. And when they find a rhythm, they're awful tough to stop. So, you know, tonight I think the big thing is that we've got to keep them corralled, make good tackles, as I said, once they do complete it. And we also got to stop the run so that, you know, if we can make them one-dimensional, that helps a little bit. But, you know, on the other end, it's, you know, like it has been, you know, most of the season, that I think, you know, the best way to play good defense is to play good offense and, you know, kind of suck up some time, make them, you know, hopefully panic a little bit and make them feel that they have to catch up would be a great scenario for us tonight.
Absolutely. And you talk about the run game. Parker Davis is a guy for them. He's got 519 yards on the year. He's big. He's strong. He's got some quickness and he's a bruiser as well.
Yeah, and, you know, he's been dinged up through most of the beginning there of the year, and I think that's what has really hurt his production then. But in the last couple of weeks, he's really played very well for them, and I think that's what's really helped them offensively become even better than what they were earlier in the season, is because now they have that factor of being able to run the football with a big kid. And, you know, you can't just say that you're going to go and defend the pass and stop all those screens. You've got to be ready now to defend the run, and, you know, that added element is definitely going to be a challenge for us tonight.
Well, absolutely, but it's going to be a challenge for the Red Demons as well to be able to stop Grayson Temple as a running back and also the receivers as well. We've had a great effort on this year by Bo Banner stepping up, making some big catches, and of course Grayson's twin brother and Dustin Temple. He's done a super job and has the most yards on the year, but then you add in the mix Taylor Foley, the tight end that you brought to the show the other night. That's great as well. But one of the things that has happened down the stretch of the season, some health concerns, and especially on your defensive line.
Yeah, we lost a couple kids last week after having lost a few the week before. And but, you know, that's this time of year that, you know, we've got kids that are ready to step up. Some of them are going to be younger. Some of them are going to ask to play a little more both ways than maybe they have recently. And, you know, if it was anyone else, you might be a little bit concerned. But in this game, you know, being week 9, the conditioning, I think, is there for all these kids that, you know, just amazing how the bumps and the bruises and, you know, getting tired doesn't kind of fall into play here in this game, because, you know, the kids' mindset of, you know, playing in a game like this, that they're going to do everything they can. You know, they're going to leave it all on the field tonight.
Enthusiasm and energy at a crescendo?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's something that's happened all week long that, you know, it hasn't taken a whole lot. Practices have been very energetic, and, you know, kids have been ready for this. So, you know, it's not taken a whole lot of motivating factor, you know, this week. It's really, truly, when it comes down to these rivalry games, it's going to be execution, because you never know at what point of the game might be the most important play that you're going to play. And, you know, that's what we've been trying to harp on these kids, is that you got to play every play. We got to play extremely hard, which I think our kids have done all year long, and now it's just time to go out there and finish it off tonight.